And welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk boys tennis coach Nicole Berger for the first time this season. And Nicole, good start to the season. You're 3-1 in duels so far, which includes Thursday night's 7-4 duel win at home over Pella. First time in quite a while, from what I understand, that Pella's lost a conference duel. How impressed are you with the team's performance last night and being able to pull that one out?
Yeah, the team has just come out really strong right away from in the beginning of the season and has been working really hard. I have to say, you know, I saw some things on our Tuesday match and we practiced a little extra on Wednesday so we could get right into it on Thursday and ready to play. And they implemented extremely well on Thursday.
It looks like doubles was really the big key for you against Pella. They're winning 4 out of 5 after splitting, going 3-3 in singles.
Yeah, absolutely. Doubles has definitely been their strong suit. They are really good at getting to the net and talking and working as a team. It's definitely their favorite thing to do is play some doubles. So it was impressive to see them really implement the things that we've been working on in practice.
And a couple of those went to the third set tiebreaker, I believe. Just how much focus and determination did the guys show in that situation?
Yeah, so we've been pressed with third set tiebreakers this year. We played Boone early on, and we had 7 third set tiebreakers out of 11 matches, and that's our one loss. But, yeah, so yesterday kind of the pep talk was more, you know, this is your court, and this is what you've been practicing for, and you're ready for it. So they went after it, and they just took care of business.
Well, what's the team look like this year in terms of roster numbers, returning letter winners? You got quite a few kids out, and it looks like, just taking a look at it, like you're pretty experienced.
Yeah, no, so our top 4 are all seniors. They are dedicated. They're out at the courts, working extra hours. They're playing challenge matches. They're pushing each other constantly. They're playing, if it's above 50 degrees in December, they're out practicing. So they're definitely dedicated to the sport, but they're also bringing up the sophomores and juniors as well with their work ethic, which is just really cool to see. And then last year we had about 24 kids on the team total, and this year we're sitting at 39, which is quite a change for us. But what we'd really like to see, myself and Coach Fulton, is that the younger kids and the less experienced are just catching on and working really hard. They had a really good match. JV had a really good match against Pella as well, winning most of the matches throughout the night.
Well, you've got Braylon Stockwell back, one of those seniors. He's a returning state qualifier, played in state doubles last year with Adrian Bush. Just kind of take me through some of the top players in that varsity top 6 and what they bring to the table.
Yeah, so I showed up the first day of practice, and, you know, I want to coach towards people's goals, whatever their goals are. If they come out and say this senior year and they want to have some fun, well, then that's what we're going to do. And those top 4, that's not their goals. Their goals are to get to state and do whatever it takes to get to state. So that's where that extra practice on Wednesday came in, and they're willing to do anything they need to do in order to push through and try and get to state as quickly as best they can.
And so who are some of those top players in your rotation?
So we have Corbin Oswald. He played one yesterday. He had a tough loss. He lost 8-10 in the third set tiebreaker, and then he's one that also plays number 2 doubles, and they pulled out a win in the third set tiebreaker, the doubles match. And then next up was Braylon, and he is the one that went to state last year, and he is totally rocking this year. His ground strokes are just on. When he goes out to play a match, he's 100% focused, ready to go, which is awesome to see. And then his partner, Tyler Stiegelmeyer, he played 4 last night for us and had a tough loss, but the way they focus and implement things as a doubles team, they're impressive to watch these days. And then Drew Lentz is also a senior, and he's playing number 2 doubles with Corbin, and they did that tiebreaker win. But then Drew also implements a lot of double strategy into his singles game, which for me is really fun to see. And him being more of like a basketball player, he can cover a lot of court, which is cool.
Okay. Again, we're talking with Norwalk boys tennis coach Nicole Berger on Coach's Corner today. Is there still quite a bit of fluidity in the lineup right now? Guys, you know, are going to be moving around from 1 to 2 to 3, or are people starting to maybe lock down those spots?
1, 2, 3, 4, you're really going to see a lot of movement. It's crazy on any given day. They've played a ton of challenge matches, and I keep looking at all the results when they come in. And on any given day, any one of them could be number one on our team. So we're just going to keep it interesting and keep moving around, I think, throughout the entire season, to be honest.
And as far as the skill set on the team overall, what do you feel like these guys do best? And what are some things that you're seeing that you're going to try to work on here over the next couple of weeks?
I would say probably the number one thing we're going to work on is return to serve and just accuracy in that, especially in doubles when you're coming up. We had a couple matches against Johnston and Waukee and a couple other people that we need to hone in on our returns and really pick our target areas better. And then the number one thing I enjoy watching is the doubles where they're really going up to the net and going after it.
What's your schedule look like this year? Is it pretty much a carbon copy of last year, or have you added some new events?
No, we're trying to add more 2A events and even some duels so that we get that experience so that we're ready for tougher, closer matches heading into 2A districts.
And you've got the Johnston tournament this weekend on Saturday. What's that going to be like?
I don't know. We had a tough time last year. I think we're definitely a different team. Mentally, we're in a completely different headspace than we were a year ago. I also haven't looked that closely at who they have returning as well. So I think the whole thing is really up in the air.
And then as you look forward to, you know, towards the rest of the season, what are some of the goals and expectations for this team, whether it's in the conference or beyond? I know guys are wanting to play well into May or almost June.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is it's just trying to get as many people to state, whether that's individual or team. And as you know, I mean, it's really going to come down to who's in our districts and then how we continue to implement things as we go throughout the season. Right now, both myself and Coach Fulton are super impressed with the work ethic and then just how they're really like processing through and making changes in the middle of a match that we suggest, and they're able to implement those. And it's really fun to see these guys right now.
All right. That's been Norwalk boys tennis coach Nicole Berger. Thanks for catching up with us. And sounds like the team's off to a great start. Look forward to covering you all season long.
Thank you.